Good morning. You are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Welcome to Husky Nation News. Listen in every Friday to hear all the news you need to know about the University of Connecticut, courtesy of the WHUS News Department and UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus. I'm your host, Daniela Donsell, and welcome to our very first show of the semester. I am the news director here at WHUS, and I'm very excited to bring our news department back on the air after about a two-year hiatus. Throughout the semester, you will hear different members of the news department host this show and bring you your weekly news update, along with great discussions and interviews. And before we get on with the show, I just want to give a massive thanks to Ethan Smith, who is the composer and creator of the intro music you just heard. Now, let's get on to the news of the week. UConn President Susan Herbst announced former FBI Director James Comey is coming to Storrs campus on Monday, October 15th. Herbst says he is this year's speaker for the Edmund Fusco Contemporary Issues Forum. The Fusco Forum is an annual event that helps the university bring high-profile speakers to campus. The university is now home to 5,500 new first-year students. University spokesperson Stephanie Reitz says these students have set new records in UConn's history. The new class of 2022 at UConn Storrs average an SAT score of 1306. Reitz says that's higher than any previous class at UConn. Also, a record number of 550 first-year students are joining the honors program. More than 3,000 of the first-year students are based at UConn Storrs. Reitz says more than 40% of them are students of color, and that's not including international students. About 1,000 transfer students joined these freshmen. Reitz says the undergraduate student body is now at 24,375 students. 19,331 of them are at the Storrs campus. The university also saw a new record in applications, with more than 38,000 people who applied for the class of 2022, according to a UConn fact sheet. This is more than double of the applications received in 2001, when UConn received only 13,600 applications. Storrs-based students were welcomed onto campus on August 24th during the torchlighting convocation ceremony. Kara Burkholder attended convocation. She's an incoming first year studying nutritional sciences. She says, "I'm really nervous, but I'm really excited. I'm actually not from around here, so I don't really know anyone who is going here. My roommate, she knows so many people who are going here. I'm really excited just to meet a lot of new people and everything." UConn will be seeing a major change in administration in 2019. President Susan Herbst announced in the summer that she will step down from her position as president. This is a story covered by staff writer Gabriella De Benedictis at The Daily Campus. Herbst says leading UConn has been one of the greatest honors and privileges of her life, and called the school the pride of Connecticut and one of the finest research universities in the United States. She says her greatest hope for UConn's future is for the state and its donors to continue to invest in it, saying it's an investment in UConn is an investment in Connecticut's future. UConn Today says Herbst is UConn's 15th president, and she's served since 2011. She's the first woman to hold the position, and her appointment was supported by both outgoing Republican Governor Jody Rell and the incoming Democratic Governor Malloy. According to De Benedictis, UConn students had mixed reactions to Herbst's announcement, noting both the things she did for the university that they agree with and those with which they disagree with. Political science major Lucas Bladen said, "Susan is clearly a controversial figure among students, but I don't believe her reputation is purely her own doing. She's had to face difficult financial times, all while trying to maintain the perpetual exponential growth that's expected of modern public universities." Political science major Kylie Dosti says Herb's decisions made her seem, quote, money-hungry. Dosti says, "I'm not going to sugarcoat my feelings for her. She is not my favorite person, and I'm not going to miss her as president. However, I really do commend her for not only standing up for undocumented students, but making sure they feel safe and secure on UConn's campus. I'm excited to see who her replacement is, and hope they bring the same passion for protecting their students that she did." UConn College Democrats President Stevie DeLagostina says his organization enjoyed working with Herbst to create a race and diversity council. He says Herbst is a personable and funny person who cared about UConn students. De Benedictis reports more students are wanted on the search committee for a new UConn president. The Advisory Search Committee was announced on July 18th. It was created by the Board of Trustees, and it'll be led by Board Chair Thomas Krueger. It's made up of Board Trustee members, alumni representatives, staff, faculty members, and two students. The two students are USG President Ama Apia and graduate student Mary Bugby. Undergraduate student trustee Christine Savino said graduate student trustee Sam Surowitz made a motion to add more students to the committee. That motion was ultimately unsuccessful. The Connecticut Post says the committee will begin interviewing candidates in the fall. The goal is to name the next president in late 2018 or early 2019. The final decision for UConn's next president will be made by the Board of Trustees and the state of Connecticut's incoming and outgoing governors. That story was, once again, covered by Gabriella De Benedictis. Arshia Manshi wrote on the UConn Buy or Sell page, "It's a journey through Middle Earth just to park and get to my classes." Students are not happy with the shuttle bus line changes on Storrs campus announced on July 23rd through Facebook. This story was covered by Stephanie Sheehan, who is the managing editor for the Daily Campus. Red Line no longer services Towers, and the Blue Line no longer services Hilltop Apartments. The Yellow and Orange Lines cover pretty much the same routes, except for a few different spots on the same roads. Orange Line does not stop at Horse Barn Hill. That will now be covered by Purple Line. Economics major Ron Deb commutes from Glastonbury to Storrs for class. Last year, he always parked in W Lot because it was cheap and convenient. Now with only one line going up there, Deb says it will take much longer for him to get to class. He also says the changes will affect where he hangs out on campus, now that the overall coverage of the routes around campus has been decreased. Accounting major Kayla Fung lives in South. Under the changes, there is no direct line from the south side of campus to the north side of campus. Fung says, "I'll be relying on the new orange and yellow lines, but other than those two lines, I can't really get anywhere else with the buses because no other lines are convenient for South. I'd be very discouraged from going out if the weather was bad." Fung says if UConn really cared about its students, they'll see how many students aren't happy with this change and do something about it. The story was covered by Stephanie Sheehan from the Daily Campus. In other transportation news, UConn newspaper campus correspondent Ashley Angliciano reports that several commuter parking lots have been converted into Area 2 staff and faculty parking. UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reitz says this change is because of a change in staff and faculty contracts. Before this change, Reitz says they received student permits and parked in student lots. Lot Y was an employee and commuter lot. It is now for employees only. 90 commuter student spaces were converted to Area 2 parking in the lot by the Bishop Center. Half of the commuter spots lining Horse Barn Hill have been converted to Area 2 as well. Vehicles with Area 2 parking privileges cannot park in student parking during the academic year. According to the new commuter lot map, overnight parking is no longer permitted in C lot. Lot J is now resident only, as well as a part of W lot. Parts of T-Lot have been made commuter-only. S-Lot is still undergoing construction. That limits the number of Area 2 spaces available. All of B-Lot is now 24/7 Area 2 only, removing the ability to park there between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 a.m. and on weekends. This story was covered by Ashley Angliciano of the Daily Campus. Construction on Storrs campus went on all summer and is still ongoing. According to Rachel Phillipson of the Daily Campus, many projects and renovations went on during the summer. We will just cover the biggest projects. The University Planning, Design, and Construction Quarterly Construction Status Report says the Student Recreation Center is 38% done. It's on budget and on schedule. The North Eagleville Road infrastructure and repairs are now 75% completed. The project is ongoing and will be completed around October. Fairfield Circle was restored to become a safer and more accessible space for events. New pavers, repurposed seating, and improved lighting was added. This is the third time in 3 years it has been repaired. In the summers 2016 and 2017, the compass pattern was removed, the 15-year-old pavers were removed, and a painted UConn was added. The Kellogg Dairy Center received two robotic milking machines from De Laval, Inc. Existing hot water heaters needed to be replaced, and there were site improvements around the new addition, like a new retaining wall. As of June 30th, the project was 95% completed. Psychology major Crystal Charles says she wishes the construction will be done soon. She says, "It's honestly ugly to see right now, and it's super inconvenient, but hopefully it's finished soon, because it will look nice when it's done." Campus correspondent Rachel Phillipson of the Daily Campus covered this topic. That's all the news we have for you this morning. We're going to take a short break before we welcome our guest, USG President Ama Apia, onto the show.
University of Connecticut police arrested the White House correspondent from a conservative...
Fiestas de la Calle San Sebastian on Thursday.
Children are the future.
This budget sees UConn state funding cut by more than $300 million over the next 2 years.
High winds and heavy rain damaged a ventilation stack.
Undergraduate Student Government Student Services Committee released a petition after the...
Stories for students written by student journalists. Listen to Husky Nation News every Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Read articles and view photography on whus.org. Become involved by contacting newsdirector at whus.org. Stay informed with the WHUS News Team on 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores. And we're back from that short break. We'll now be moving into the discussion portion of our news show. Please note, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this Husky Nation News broadcast are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. This week, I spoke with USG President Ama Apia. She is a senior studying molecular cell biology and communications. She will be serving as the USG president for the 2018-2019 academic year. This is just an excerpt of the interview I had with her earlier this week. If you would like to hear the full uncut version, go to whus.org to find it, along with a transcribed version of the interview. Now let's get on with the conversation.
Hi, Ama. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How has your classes been so far? I know it's the start of the semester.
I know. It's already been stressful. It's only the second day, but I'm ready to go and I'm ready to get started and finish off the year with a bang.
Awesome. Good. That's fantastic. So Irma Valverde was your predecessor, and there was a lot of positive talk at the time about how she was a first-generation Latinx student. You know, she was representing minorities, not to mention females on campus, and it was a very big deal. And obviously, you are now continuing that trend as a female and as a person of color. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to ask you, diversity in high positions, whether it be in tier three organizations or USG or whatever it may be, it's often talked about because it's often said that it's important for diversity to be represented in these positions. Mm-hmm. So do you think your position as a person of color, as a woman, has an impact on how you will take on this position throughout the academic year?
Oh, for sure. I've always said, you know, throughout my entire experience here, you know, I went to an all-girls Catholic school, so I generally was, you know, the one African-American woman in my entire class, so I had to be a leader in that way, and I wanted to make sure that anyone else who would come into the school could feel comfortable, could see themselves at that, you know, in that environment. And I think having diversity in these positions is so important just for that reason. So I know that I took a risk by running for president, and now I'm in this position. So I think part of my job is, again, making sure that everyone can see me, can see themselves in me, and feel comfortable and say, hey, I could also do that one day. I have the capacity to do that. And that's part of my job. My job is to really make sure that everyone is reaching their potential here at the university. Everyone is comfortable. And the way people can maximize their potential as a student at the university is to make sure, again, that their environment allows them to do that. You know, that, you know, if they can see themselves in these positions, if they can see themselves doing amazing things, they are able to have the confidence to do better in school, to do well, you know, in their self-wellness and things like that. So yeah, you know, this upcoming year, for this year, that's going to be a major focus of mine. You know, really making sure that I'm at these events, I'm in the classroom, that I'm talking to everyone so that they can see my face and see that this is an African-American woman who is in this position, and look at how well she's doing. And I think that's so important. That representation is so crucial to everything that we're doing on campus and just even in general, you know, after we leave the university. Diversity is so prominent, and we need to really make that a major focus in everything we're doing. So that's definitely, you know, something that I will be focusing on. And I'm a very aware, you know, this is a very tough position to be in as an African-American woman. And I understand how much power that has. So I want to make sure that I'm using my platform for good and to make sure that I'm using my platform to really make an impact in that way.
Absolutely. Over the summer, we saw that there is a lot of controversy over the recent bus route changes. Mm-hmm. And another big topic is the parking lot situation, mm-hmm. commuter lots. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are big issues that students are talking about and, you know, frankly, complain about mm-hmm. all of the time. Mm-hmm. Is there any way, as president of the student government or student body and the student government, of course, mm-hmm. to see if there's any way that we can actually hear what our students are saying and make a change?
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people think that, you know, in being in this position, I can go and change something like very fast. But, you know, what people don't really understand is that the process is very long and that a lot of administrators are involved. So I think right now the best thing to do is really to have the student representation on these committees, on these boards, when they're making these decisions, because it's so important to have the student perspective when we're talking about these issues, because, again, it's a university for students. So mm-hmm. the students are generally going to be the ones using these services, right? So, like, for example, in terms of the bus routes, you know, for a student who, let's say, is a junior who most likely will live in South Campus, who will most likely have a car because they are a junior, 54 credits. So, you know, what is their perspective when they can't afford a parking pass that is in their residential area and they have to park in, let's say, W lot? What is their perspective? In that case, for most students, they have to take a bus. Currently, the bus system does not allow a direct route from South Campus to W lot. So I think for a student to mention these things at these meetings, it's so important. And again, that's student representation. So I think, like, what I will be doing and what my committees will be doing is really just raising their voices and just saying, hey, guys, like, don't forget, like, this is what the students are saying. Maybe you should think about things in a different way. I wish that this is something that we could directly change. I wish I could completely change it tomorrow. But, you know, obviously these processes, like, they take a while. I think the best route right now is really just to make sure that we are voicing our opinions. And I'm definitely, well, I have been, you know, going out into these classrooms and talking to people one-on-one about how they feel so that I can get a better representation on how students feel. Because, again, I'm only one person. I represent the student body, but I obviously don't know every single opinion that's out there, nor can I only use my opinion to make a decision or to represent the student body. So, you know, what we've been doing is, you know, going into buyer sales, you know, making a poll saying, what do you guys think about this issue? We just recently did that with our New York Times subscription, and that had a big response. Those are the things that we will be doing this year to really get a direct response from students so that people can see that this is what students are thinking. And then we will be able to bring that to the table when we're in these board meetings and saying, hey, like, maybe you should think about this way. I don't know if you thought about this before. That makes sense because, you know, administrators also have their reasoning for doing things, you know, and budget comes into play and other things like that. So, you know, just making sure that we are having the student voice there and making sure that we are showing up more at these meetings and showing up, you know, in these, let's say, like, town hall meetings that we might be hosting this year. Making sure that we are raising our voices and just being prominent is a big way to make change on campus. And that's what we will be focusing on this year.
I think you bring up a very good point about this idea that if something goes wrong, the president is at fault. Mm-hmm. And that's not just with you. Like, that's kind of reflected all mm-hmm. over the place. Mm-hmm. We see it with our president, our own president, Susan Herbst. We mm-hmm. see it with our own president of the country. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're the face of everything. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to pin it all on you. And
which, it's okay, I guess. But I mean, I'm an easy target. And, you
absolutely.
Know, that comes with the job. You know, you come in expecting that. And that's why I try to remind students, you know, even with the people I talk to, my friends, you know, I say, you know, some people will be like, let's say, for example, I don't like the paper straws in the dining hall. Can we just change that? No, I can't. I can't just do that tomorrow. But, but you know, it's important to remind students that, you know, we are hearing you. I'm going to do the best I can to bring this up at these meetings. If you guys have anything to say, I have office hours. I have my email open. That's a part of what I'm trying to do this year, you know, being more accessible to students. Because, again, I'm just one person. I have my own experiences that I can form my opinions based on that, but that's not representative of 19,000 students. So I know that I will be working hard to in making sure that I do get an overall good picture of what students are kind of leaning towards in certain issues. And, you know, I'm going to try and make sure that USG is more accessible in that way.
Yeah. I think it's also, I'm wondering, is there a way for you while you are going through this very long process of, you know, talking to certain committees or getting certain things brought up in meetings, mm-hmm. is there a way for that kind of whole process to be a little bit more transparent so that students can be a little bit more patient?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, students can't really do much. They can just complain.
Right.
But is it a option for students to have like something almost tangible that they can say, oh, something is going on with USG, something is being done, our voices are being heard?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you know, that was one of that in itself, the transparency, I think we've had, that's been a big issue in the past few years. And I can understand students' frustration when they say USG hasn't really done much for us, they haven't really advocated for us, because we're not seeing that. You know, people, like as you said, people want something tangible. So, you know, whether this is through social media or this is through the daily campus, whatever that may be, we need to make sure that we are putting this information out there. And that is something that we are going to be trying to do, you know, this year. I just created a whole entire PR team. So we will be, you know, revamping our website, you know, making sure that we're putting all of our initiatives out there. Our social media is in the process of being completely redone. My PR director, Omar Tawe, he's been so amazing so far in, you know, promoting who are exactly our executive board is, who is doing what, who to go to for certain issues. If you have any ideas or if you just want to voice your opinion on something, go and speak to these people. He's been doing such a great job in promoting that and putting that out there. And, you know, I've even mentioned two other tier threes, you know, collaboration. So I want to make sure that I'm working with the Dealey campus to tell them what exactly we're working on from the get-go. You know, it's already been the second day of school, and some of my committees are doing amazing things so far. You know, working with the other tier threes and getting that message out there, working with WUS, you know, getting that, you know, us talking right now, promoting USG in this way, you know, people can listen and say, oh, wow, this is something that they're doing. So once people hear that, maybe that will get a better message and it will shed more positive light on USG. And I would hope that students would hear it and then feel more comfortable in coming to us and saying, this is an issue I'm having. Could you help me with it? You know, because obviously promotion and all that is the best way to really get people more interested in your organization and, you know, more comfortable with saying what they want, like feel.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for this whole academic year, mm-hmm. what are your major goals as the president?
Right. So as I mentioned, was transparency.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been an issue. And I just hope that we can definitely bring that to the table this year. We are going to be focusing a lot on the intersectionality between academics and wellness. I've been in talks with a few administrators. Some of my committee members have been working on this or have been talking about working on this a little bit more, because I think people tend to forget that academics really does depend on your wellness as a student. And we want to make sure that we are promoting the resources that we have on campus to make sure that students are doing the best in classes, and that they feel that they're doing the best. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely something that we'll be working on this year. Mental health, big, you know, thing we're going to be tackling this year. My student services chair, Derek Pan. He's a big mental health advocate, and you know, we will be working with him to put out some initiatives, and he's already been working on some stuff, which is awesome. You know, promoting research opportunities. I know a lot of students have voiced to me in the past few years, because again, I was CLAS senator, so when I was speaking to students, a lot of people did say that they didn't feel like research opportunities were very accessible to them. So I want to make sure that from the get-go, so let's say if you're a freshman, you can have the ability to go to a professor, know how to approach them, how to write the email, you know, things like that to get a research opportunity and things like that. And then one big thing that I will be working on personally is making sure that we are helping students to be successful in their post-grad years. So making sure that they're using their 4 years as a student, not just to do well, but just to make sure that they're being prepared for what comes thereafter. Because I find that a lot of the time, you know, people don't worry about those things until junior year, senior year, because they probably don't really have to. But I want to make sure that students are coming and thinking with the mindset, okay, so I want to make sure I'm doing well mentally, making sure that I'm doing well academically, so that when I leave here, I am the best person that I can be, and that I can know who I am as a person, so that I can start life thereafter. So those are the things that I will be working on this year as president. And I think this is going to be a good year. I think I will be able to at least get the ball rolling in some of these things. So
fantastic. The last thing I want to talk about is the fact that although you are the president, you're still a student.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spoke with Irma, she did talk about how one of the most difficult parts of this position is the fact that the idea of this balance mm-hmm. between work, school, the position itself, and just being able to enjoy senior year as mm-hmm. a whole. So there is a big balancing. You're juggling a lot. So and some people say with this position that you have, there's going to be an inevitable stress that's going
right.
to come right on you. So how do you think you're going to handle all that stress that may, some say, inevitably will come?
So I like to joke sometimes because I am a molecular and cell biology major. I was pre-med, so the stress was never ending. I came from the first day of school, freshman, I was already stressed, and I'm a perfectionist, so I get stressed about every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a senior, I'm still learning on how to handle that stress with whatever life throws at you. You know, you never really know. And I just know that as president, I want to make sure that people... I'm up front with people and saying, hey, this is not going to work for me today. Is there another time we can schedule this? I think being honest with yourself is a big part of managing your stress. For me, I was always a yes person. I was always, you know, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do this. And I realized that I was doing everything for everyone else and not for myself. I also, yes, my position is essentially to represent everyone else and to do things for other people and help other people. But I also need to help myself. And I also don't want to be failing my classes either. So that wouldn't be good as a senior. But, I'm still learning. I've cut some clubs. I used to be involved in so much on campus. You know, now I've cut back on a little bit of that stuff just because of this position. And that's okay, because I know that I will be helping a lot more people just because of the position I'm blessed to have now. It's really just being upfront with people, teaching the people that I'm working with, those within USG, just saying, hey, part of your own professional development is understanding how to cooperate with your supervisors or cooperate with your directors, right? So if I give you my number and I give you my email, you should know when to use what. So if you need me for something like an emergency, you can text me. Feel free to text me. But if you have something professional that you want to talk about, that's through my email. You can just send me that. And even just little things like that, just kind of laying that all out on the table really helps me manage my stress, because then I can kind of categorize, right? So my email has all the stuff I need to do. I set a day to do that and like look at my email and then answer everyone and do what I have to do. So again, it's really just being upfront and just letting people know, yeah, I'm not Superwoman. I can't do everything at once, even though I'd like to be. Sometimes I want to do everything, and that's just how I am. But it's okay to be honest with yourself and say, hey, like, I need to really actually study for this exam. If you're not doing as well as you'd like to, you should take time for yourself to do that. If you just want a mental health day, like, feel free to do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you are doing your work ahead of time, you are able to talk to people and be honest with them, there shouldn't be a problem.
So is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we end this interview?
No, I'm just incredibly blessed. And I just like to thank the UConn student body for, you know, trusting me to be in this position. And I'm just so excited to see what we can do this year. That's pretty much
well, thank you so much for coming in and with me. It's such a privilege to have spoken with you. And again, I wish you the best of luck in all that you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for listening in on this show. Thank you to the Daily Campus for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our intro music. For more stories about the UConn community, go to whus.org to view photo galleries and listen to stories written by student journalists. I've been your host, Daniela Doncel, the news director at WHUS Radio, and you are listening to WHUS Stories 91.7 FM. Have a good weekend. Best of luck to you all.